And then he asks her, do you ever feel like your heart is thrumming out of your chest because you have to say something and you don't know how?
Wonder what he's going to say.
And she's like, no, what do you mean? What do you think he's going to say, guys? Quick poll.
I mean,
it's going to be I have a girlfriend.
Welcome to Here to Make Friends, a HuffPost podcast about the Bachelor franchise, where we lovingly snark on The Bachelor and Bachelor-adjacent shows.
Whether you love The Bachelor or love to hate it, we're here to break down every single delicious moment with you.
I'm Emma Gray.
And I'm Claire Fallon. Hey, everyone. It feels so good to be back in town. Four hometowns. I missed you all so much last week.
And yet you persevered through your jet lag, you know, just so that you could get real insight into these four mediocre white men.
And you know what I have now, Emma? Jed lag. Am I right?
Ba-dum-bum.
Ayo. All right, I think that really gets this off on the right note. We are talking about four really fascinating, really fun hometowns this week. And we are joined by...
I actually loved this episode.
It was fun. And it ramped up as it got going, ended on a really strong note. And we're really excited to talk about it with friend of the pod, Brett Vergara.
Ooh, it's me again.
Brett, you're back. We're so happy.
What is the number? I feel like it's like four, five.
I don't know. We should be like SNL.
We're just some pictures on the soundproof paneling over here.
Yeah. Next time you'll get a commemorative blazer.
Yeah. Oh, I hope so. I love a good blazer. Is it going to be salmon? Salmon colored?
Obviously.
It would have to be.
I would hope so.
The color of the franchise.
Yeah.
So let's dive in. Hannah is back in California for hometowns because Peter lives basically next door to the Bachelor Mansion.
He lives in Westlake.
He's like, it's so great to finally have you in my hometown, the same place as where we've started our relationship together.
Also, apparently this was filmed actually last.
That would make sense.
Which makes sense because they usually end in California because that's where the rose ceremony is.
Yeah.
Right.
Like if there is a California hometown.
So. Also because his date, while fun, was a little, I felt like, emotionally light and, like, didn't have as much zip to it, such that if he were first, I could see her having sort of forgotten about their connection. But she gives him the first rose at the end, which makes it seem like, for some reason,
there was
he's fresh in her mind.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was a little surprised. I was like, they didn't have that much, like, spice on their date. I don't know.
Do we know what the order was beyond him? Like, who was first?
Yes. Someone sent me a tweet. Let me look it up. Reality Steve had reported.
So then they do, what, Gainesville, Jupiter,
okay,
and
so
Nashville?
So first was Luke's.
Okay.
Then Tyler, then Jed, then Peter.
Just really that order.
So they, yeah. So they went to Jupiter. Gainesville, Jupiter,
Nashville.
Knoxville? Yeah.
I think it's Nashville for Jed.
They were in a few different places in Tennessee during his.
Tennessee.
Yeah. Just all of Tennessee.
The cities of Tennessee.
And then flew back west.
Okay.
But wow, really getting like the hardest one out of the way immediately. Just like, okay, yeah. Luke P, just
I guess they wanted her to have all her resources.
I guess so. No graduate start.
It also explains to me why like his was, you know, the tamest activity. Like everyone else had like a boat and a plane and like a reported
studio. Wasn't the tamest activity
though? Well, tamest maybe was the wrong word. I don't even know how to describe it.
I found it the most viscerally
uncomfortable.
Alarming.
It maybe had the lowest budget, but I wouldn't necessarily
I guess that's what I meant. Yeah. Tamest was the wrong word, but I mean least
lowest
like
budget.
It wasn't showboating. It wasn't least exciting. Yeah.
On so many levels. Okay, sorry. So Pilot Pete. He's adorable. He really won me over during this date.
Okay. Yeah.
She's in a beautiful bomber jacket.
Claire has thoughts. Claire's.
Yes. She's wearing a cream floral bomber jacket. And Pilot Pete, the first thing he does is introduce her to his baby, which is his Mercedes.
Oh, boy.
Pete, what are you doing?
They're just off to a good start.
He's like,
just
Hannah, I'm rich.
Until he started talking, he was doing so well. He's got that fresh face smile. Pete's like personality and his look are totally at odds to me with like everything we know about him.
I know it's very weird.
Like, he's like, "Hi, I'm the cutest. My favorite, my greatest loves in the world are machines and my family who shout German chants." I don't like. It's so confusing to me.
But I do think, like, beyond that line, I think it was pretty much going up from there.
Yeah.
It was just, like, started off with a little, like, okay, that's a comment. And then...
We have to talk about what's in the Mercedes.
Oh,
just
oh
chilling.
Oh, yeah.
Just an ad for Trojan. Yep, just, you know, like, we had Oscar Mayer last week, Trojan this week. But, no, I like this, like, safe sex PSA that
yeah.
we have.
Yeah, someone did point out to me that you should not leave condoms, like, in a hot
I
car.
I saw Spivey tweeting about
it
that.
It will certainly degrade the...
Wait, so
but if you have sex in your Mercedes a lot, then you might need to occasionally toss some in there.
It's true. I mean, I just appreciate
not, like, long-term
that, he,
storage,
that
but...
he practices safe sex. Like, that is a point in his favor.
So, wait, so condoms aren't supposed to be 130 degrees?
No, generally, no.
That's not the, that's not the temperature?
I thought that they were, oh. like, babies, and that was
oh,
a very
okay.
safe temperature
got,
for them.
Got it.
Wait, so what is a safe place to keep your condoms?
I guess like a
cool
room
dry.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
that's why you have
yeah.
like a goodie drawer, you know, next
yeah.
to your bed. Like
right.
it's
not in your car.
In direct
yeah.
sunlight.
Just any place that
any
just,
place not in direct sunlight.
I keep my goodies on the windowsill.
Just naked next to your plants.
Just
next
under,
to your plants. You're like, the oh, plant yeah. needs light, the condoms need light.
I
it's
want
the same
them
principle.
To yeah. be full of warmth and light. Natural feeling.
But also something, maybe the Mercedes has like a cooled console, you know?
A
maybe
special
that's a feature.
Wine slash it's, condom
yeah, right,
fridge.
Right.
Yeah,
maybe
it's like the Mercedes
there.
Bachelor edition. And I
yeah,
mean Bachelor right. not in the franchise term, but like,
yeah, yeah, yeah
like
yeah.
a
yeah,
swinging Bachelor.
Yeah,
pad.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like, you know, he could maybe have enough money to have this cool, like, extra feature. Just like, oh, can you, like, just like a weird James Bond move, but just for safe sex.
That's... I love it if he just looked
there's
up and was like.
There's some lube in there, too.
Don't try this at home, kids. My console is specially cooled for optimal storage conditions.
Wink.
No, she starts going through his console.
Which
like,
is also weird.
Sort of unprompted. Kind of weird. I couldn't tell if it was some sort of producer intervention that they were like, we found these while we were setting up the car.
Was it a plant?
That would be funny.
Maybe
was
it,
it was a plant?
Plant?
Would he have said, like,
I don't think
those
it was
mine?
I don't think it was a plant. I feel like they could have found it and kind of
yeah,
told her,
yeah.
maybe go through the
right.
console.
Yeah.
That seems like the most likely thing to me.
Because his mortification
again,
was real.
Oh, so real. It's like, no, I've never had sex. Leave me alone. And then, so at this point, he's like, oh, I practice I'm safety and everything and flying and sex. And I was like, you're literally fighting with her with condoms while you're driving down a highway. Like, nothing about this is screaming safety to
he
me.
He does oh, yeah. a lot of multitasking while operating vehicles.
Oh, yeah. There was just, like, a full, like, at least 2 or 3 seconds where just not facing the road at all.
Yeah.
And then he does the same thing on the airplane, which is more concerning.
Apparently, he is a Delta pilot. According
oh,
to
yes,
Julian's
I knew
podcast,
that.
I did not know that. Greg flies Delta a lot for work.
I'm
we flew Delta.
Delta
this past
yeah,
week.
Well,
and I really wish that I didn't know that about one of their pilots, that he likes to take breaks to make out.
Do you think he has condoms in his, like, cockpit?
In the cockpit.
Too? Just like, you never know. You never know what's going to
happen. Not in the
he's
cockpit
like,
of that plane.
He's
even
like, mom
for...
and dad met
yeah.
on a commercial yeah, airline, so right. you never know.
You never know
when...
how long you're going to be stranded
yeah.
on the tarmac, you know, those delays. I feel like the cockpit's cooler than... the console of a car, though.
I think,
yeah.
I think so. That sounds correct. That just
sounds
correct.
Yeah. just, to, yeah, that's definitely legit.
Yeah. I know about things,
oh, yeah.
planes. So, I mean, it is kind of a cute moment. They're like fighting with the condoms, and she's like, Peter, we're just holding hands and kissing in this car. and then that's when they drive up to the airplane hangar, and he's like, I'm looking for a co pilot for life. As we know, flying is the only thing that he seems interested in.
Yeah.
I guess now we know also cars.
Yeah.
So the car was his baby, and now we're meeting his girlfriend, the plane.
he's living a really full life.
It's a really adorable little plane, and he's like, this is a great opportunity for our relationship to soar to the next level. I need him to show me another note at some point. Maybe if he's the bachelor, we'll see another side to his personality. So they take off. They fly over the bachelor mansion. They fly over his family's house. His parents are in the street waving. Very nice setup. This is when they take a break to make out in the air.
Of course.
And he's like, I Peter has great sexual chemistry with Hannah. We've seen them have a lot of fun together. I've never seen him as aroused seeming as he was by flying the plane. Like, he was excited.
Like, these are all my favorite things at once.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He was like, this is my passion. Oh, my God. I got the controls under my fingertips. And I'm just like, woohoo, I'm in the air. And I was like, Peter, my God, we get it. You love the plane more. So they land and have a little talk. And he's like, tells her that his family support is very important to him in a relationship. So pressure's on. But the parents seem very supportive.
They're just my
delightful.
Favorite. Also, like, that's his parents are, I think, amongst, like, my favorite parents that I've seen on a hometown.
Oh, they were great.
Memory. They were just, like, so pure and wholesome.
He's
and
a cute
kind,
little
just,
brother.
I
yeah.
wanted to protect
the,
them.
The wholesomeness was a little jarring, but, like, from a removed distance, not having to participate in
yeah.
the family, I was very into it.
Yeah,
I thought
yeah.
it was a good level of energy for Hannah because Hannah is also someone that I'm like, I don't think I could match her energy level, which is how I felt about his family. I was like, you walk in and they're just like, hi, we're a perfect photogenic family and we do chants together.
They're
and like,
so
it's just,
cute.
Yeah, it's like an initiation.
So we learn a little bit more about Pete's family background. It seems that his mother is Cuban and his dad is German. So they speak both Spanish and
yeah.
some German in prayer form.
Also, I even liked the chant. Like, I feel like normally I wouldn't like a chant like
that. It
was
cute.
But, like, on him, it was like, okay, it worked. Fine.
It
felt
right.
I was just
right.
like, oh, my God. Like, it was so pure of heart and so sweet, but I was just like, oh, no. Oh, my God. I feel very uncomfortable. Like, this is odd.
Hannah was so into it.
And she loved it. And then
that
they explain
crispy,
what
yeah.
it means. And it basically, like, I didn't catch all of it, but it was sort of like, where it's basically just like happy. Happy,
happy food.
Let's eat.
Yeah.
That's not really a prayer, but
yeah, more of a chant.
More of a chant.
You know what? I was more into that kind of like secular prayer.
I just was really genuinely trying to imagine sitting down to dinner every night and like just pumping your fists in the air and shouting together. And I just
they
I,
looked
it
so
makes
excited.
Me tired.
I've never seen people in who like seem to really enjoy family time as much as these people.
Yeah, it's weird.
I fully expect my parents to now chant every single
yeah.
time I'm back home.
You're like, this is
why can't we be like Peter's
right,
family?
Right, it's like, look at them. Look at them. look at their chant.
Look at them and look at us.
Look how much fun they're having.
He has a younger brother named Jack who's very cute.
Very cute.
So they sit down. Initially, they seem to have the same sort of conversation with every family, which is like, so tell us what you guys have been doing. And mostly the guys take this question. But in this case, Peter starts to answer and Hannah sort of decides to cut in, which was a bad idea.
Every date, though. She does this every date. It was so weird.
It was just real because he has barely started to explain like where they've been together. And when she's like, I actually just want to say that like, I remember when I met Peter and I don't like we were sitting and he was telling me like, that, you know, he's a little closed off or I don't, you know, just that it takes him a while to like open up. And I said to him, no, I'm going to challenge you to give me more. And is like looking at them like, right. And they're
his
like, what are you talking
alarmed.
About? And she's like, but since then it's been great. And I was like, I really wish for your sake that you had not started
yeah,
off
Peter's
like that.
Peter's mother looked so alarmed. She's like, and then I changed him.
Yes.
Like, delightfully.
He's so different
yeah.
now.
I feel like it is sort of made me think of how, like, certain families or, like, friend groups will be like, oh, I love how you, like, really, like, don't take any bullshit from him and you, like, hold him to his feet to the fire. And it's like, genuinely, there are families and people who think that the role of a girlfriend and wife is to, like, grow a guy up.
Right, right.
And, like, she was like, I'm doing it, right? Like, I did it. And they're like, we actually didn't really feel like he needed that. So, like, no thank you. He's great.
That seemed to be a bit of a theme, just, like, dragging the children in front of the parents. Like, it happened with him, happened
she
with
She did it
Luke.
With almost
just,
every
just,
man.
Just like, it's
yeah.
like, I'll tell you exactly how I changed
and
your son.
And she just did it with this giant smile on her face every time.
Yeah, because she's like, I'm the woman who's going to, like, turn your son into a man. Like, you're welcome. I get it. That's totally my vibe in front of friends and family. It doesn't work for everyone. Peter gives an emotional toast. It's a very emotional visit, a lot of weeping.
I loved it.
Yeah, just give me more.
Give me more grown men crying.
Yeah. Jack tells Hannah that Peter is a hopeless romantic. Jack is the more practical one. And she's like, my feelings are on the track to be able to commit to him at the end.
I mean, I would hope so.
Yeah, I mean,
I would hope they're on the general. Just what does it mean if it's just like, oh, yeah, we're not really.
And she's like, I don't know. It's not looking good. Like, it's really not
it's
looking
good.
It's
like the bare minimum of what she could have said. It's just like it's technically still there.
I mean, to be fair, Peter is not being super forthcoming with her still about his feelings.
Right. He does not say I love you.
Yeah.
I feel like because like they're always just making out on things. They need to just like restrain a little bit and just actually speak to each other.
It's like that episode of Seinfeld where he has a girlfriend that he like gets along with too well and there are no breaks in conversation for them to have sex. And so it like ruins their relationship. I mean, it doesn't take much to ruin a relationship on Seinfeld. But
it's the exact opposite.
But it's the opposite. So Peter sits down with his mom, who asks if she's the one. And he's like, we have such a passionate, fiery connection. I'm like, this is your mom. She doesn't need to know.
She knows now.
It's fire.
She knows now.
He's like, I'm falling for her like crazy. He doesn't know if she's in love, but like, and he hasn't said I love you to her yet, but the last relationship is still like in his head, making him afraid. But he's like, yeah, I feel like I found my person. And she's like, I'm so proud of you. A lot of affirmation.
Very supportive family.
Lots of tears.
And then she sits down with Hannah and is like, Peter is so ahead over heels that it scares me. And Hannah just, like, laughs with joy.
She's like, I'm so glad you're frightened. Yeah. And then I've done the work of changing your son for you.
Hannah really struggles to meet the seriousness level of the families during this week. Like, whenever they tell her, like, we're worried about our son or, like.
She's like, yes.
She's like, yes, like, no, he does. He loves me. He loves me so much. It's great. It makes me feel really good. And she's like, yes, I understand. I know that he really cares for me and I also care for him and I wouldn't allow him to invest his heart if I didn't think it could be the two of us at the end. And Barbara cries and says, I wish that God will find the path for you and I hope it will be with Peter because I need a daughter.
Wow.
Oof, that's
a lot of pressure.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So much.
She's like, please, dear God. And then Peter
and his dad.
And his dad.
With
his dad.
I loved this.
Yeah, no, I did too.
I thought it was so, so sweet. And his dad like straight up asks him, like, are you prepared for the possibility of not continuing on and not being the one at the end? And he just at one point just starts to cry because he's overcome by how much he just wants his son to be happy and he just wants the best for him. And that's it. And I loved this moment.
Yeah, and I
all too. Three of them, the men in this family, tear up during this hometown date. Like it was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very, very emotional.
And it speaks well for his family that he grew up in a household where he has a father who's willing to show affection, willing to show emotion.
Yeah, it seemed like it was a very interesting, again, a lot of pep for me, but it was interesting to see how much like openness there was, because not only like emotional openness, but also just like how easily they would say like I'm proud of you, like they're comfortable like talking about who they are as people. They talk about like their heritage clearly. Mm-hmm. Like there's just a lot of like sharingness.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
Right. It was just like such like a warm and supportive vibe all the way through.
It also made me like this hometown date really sold me on the possibility of Pete as bachelor. Mm,
yeah.
I think he'd be a really good bachelor.
Yeah. 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 The only thing I don't like is that like they would very much lean into the pilot thing.
Oh,
and
yeah,
like,
I know.
We've had that before, but like, you know.
But it's very different vibe than Jake Pavelka.
So. Yeah, I mean, fair.
The thing that worries me about leaning into the pilot thing is that he's done it all season to the point.
Right. We need something else.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I'm like, the least relatable, interesting thing about you is how much you love planes. Like, it's fine, but, you know.
Just like every day to plane.
Oh, dear God.
We're going back.
this plane is flying a little higher than the plane of the last date. Like, it's,
you know. Think about how many dangerous makeouts in the sky that we would have if he were
God, I can't.
Just.
I wonder if he can fly helicopters.
I don't know. I feel like that's not.
It's not the same skill set.
Yeah.
Anyway. So this is the first of four dates where the men express some concern about being able to open up. But Peter is the one who really, like, chickens out. Like, he wants to say, I love you.
He says a lot of other things that dance around, I love you.
But he doesn't, and sends her off feeling pretty remorseful, pretty regretful. It's like, I should have.
He's just so scared.
Wish I should have.
Yeah,
he's really scared. And so their like, spicy chemistry is sort of also missing at the end.
Yeah.
They have this sort of tense goodbye, maybe partly because he's holding things in.
Right.
Hannah's probably exhausted.
Right. This is her last one. She's probably like, I got a nap.
It's like, oh, come on.
Thank God I'm not getting on another plane.
Also, I feel like she's been sick the entire season.
She has. When would she have time to recover?
Yeah, no, right. It's just like, oh, like, you want rest? How about you go to another country right now, get on the plane.
And work 22-hour days or whatever.
Right.
Like, yeah, not healthy.
Her only free time seems to be, like, at urgent cares.
Yeah, right.
Which is actually a terrible place to recover. Yeah. There are germs everywhere. Next up is Tyler. They're going to explore Jupiter.
Shirtless.
By
just
boat.
A few great shirtless Tyler moments.
Also, another boat date. So many boat dates.
Mm. Well, he loves boats, clearly.
Yeah.
He grew up on the water.
Yeah.
As we saw.
He's practically a
mermaid. Also, again, just like a good opportunity for both of them to wear as little clothing as possible.
There you go.
Yeah. It's like, last time I was on a boat, it was kind of chilly. So, got to make up for last time. I just want to note that Jupiter is a town you may be familiar with from the news this year, because the New England Patriots, like, owner was arrested for going to a massage parlor
there.
Oh,
my God. I didn't even, like, put that together.
Oh, right. Wow. Didn't realize. Wow.
Yeah.
Jupiter. Just great things all around.
Yeah. Kind of a messy story that quickly dropped out of the news, but that was the thing that happened. And so they immediately just get on the boat and their bathing suits and start smearing sunscreen on each other's abs.
Yeah, just going for it right away.
As someone who burns really easily, I felt really uncomfortable watching, because I was like, you're going to end up with, like, a white streak
like
on your stomach and then bright red
missing
everywhere else.
So many spots.
It's like, I know you're being flirty right now, but think about the protection.
Yeah,
listen.
It's like, look, that's a lot of direct sunlight and it reflects off of the water. Like, I'm concerned. You're both very white.
Listen,
Peter,
who cares about protection and safety in all facets, would never approve of that sunscreen.
Well, he would never say he would approve of that, but I don't know. I saw the way he was making out with Hannah while piloting a plane.
I'm not so sure. Okay, that's very true.
I'm not so sure. I'm hoping that production, like, let them get that shot and then was like, we're going to step in here and
right,
give you guys
sure
a full
properly,
rub down.
Yeah.
So, also, I just love the idea of, like, I'm going to sexily put sunscreen on you instead of, like, a shoulder rub. It's just, like, grabbing you by the and, like, rubbing, scrubbing it onto your abs.
Yep, yeah.
That's not even how you put sunscreen on properly.
His boat is named Real Clean. I wonder if that is his boat or a rental, but I just wanted to point that out.
I don't think it's his boat.
Probably not. Probably would have mentioned it.
He like lives in New York, doesn't
yes.
he? Does he? Yeah, right.
Oh,
so
right,
that
right.
would be just a weird situation.
He's currently based in New York.
And his family, like, last week we got the story about how they were hit hard by the recession and that it led to the breakup of his family and so on. But, like, it seems like they live in a really nice house now.
I was unclear whether that was actually one of his parents' homes or whether that was a family member, because it was a whole extended group of people there, and often they'll go to, like, an aunt or uncle's.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
I just want to know who I have to ask to borrow the Real Clean boat. Let me know. So he takes her around sort of the – is it a bay?
I don't actually know. Yeah.
I could have looked that up.
But he points out his childhood home right
on
the water.
Right on the water.
I mean, prime real estate.
Yeah. And he's like, I'd love to open a restaurant just right over there one day, and just, like, points toward the shore. he still is spinning his lines. He's like, look, there's a lighthouse for when ships get lost. And, you know, sometimes I get lost, girl, and I need something to guide me home. And, like, maybe I could just look at you and you could bring me back to shore.
These lines only work for him. They're so bad.
Incredible.
Well, like, he's very good at capturing what, like, the 70s, 80s rom-com kind of, like, cheesiness, like, just right. And it works for him, you know, and he's able to just sell it somehow.
Later, he's, like, telling his family how he had a great, like, speech plan for when he met Hannah. And then he just, like, forgot it because he was so stunned by her beauty. And I was like, oh, we know you had a great speech for Hannah. Like, literally your entire conversation with Hannah is just, like, pickup lines. <You're right. laughs> So, like, none of them were wasted. Also, I think he used them. So he was like, I completely forgot everything. And my first impression of Tyler was, wow, he's just used, like, four pickup lines. He says he hasn't seen his dad since he left or spoken to him, it seems like.
Right, because they're...
Yeah, right. They're, like, secluded.
I always feel so sad when they make their first, like, reunion with a parent.
Yeah.
After, like, this has happened a few times in varying scenarios. Mm-hmm. They make them do it on camera, and it's just, like...
It makes me feel, like, his dad, guilty.
It makes me feel, I'm like, I don't want to... I don't think we should be seeing this.
Yeah. When he left for the show, he talked before about how his dad was really sick and in a coma for a while, and he was taking care of him. And he said when he left, his dad had recently gotten, like, his trach tube taken out and could barely speak. And it was interesting. He talked about the rest of the family stepping up to help, and he mentioned his mom a couple of times.
So,
and
clearly,
it seems like they still
very
have...
amicable.
Yeah.
Which is really nice.
Yeah. And
then they go to, like, a outdoor beach reggae bar.
Yeah.
It looked fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they dance, still in their bathing suits. And Hannah says, today was hot in all ways.
Yes, Hannah, we know you want to bone Tyler.
Yes.
We get it. We
same.
Agree. Same. You definitely
We're
should.
We're all on the same boat
we
here.
We all support you.
So then they head to the evening portion with the family. His mom is there, his dad, and he shares a very emotional long hug with his dad. A long sort of reunion, and they say that they love each other many times.
It's another very sweet
father-son moment, and, like, genuine emotion being shown from both of them.
Yeah. He's basically says, you know, that his dad being sick made him realize that, like, he would want his dad to know his wife, and so he doesn't want to, like, waste time, basically.
Yeah.
Like, he wants... But, I mean, and, you know, that's a real thing. Like, I'm sure we've all had friends who, like, moved up a wedding because of a family member who was sick. And he's like, maybe Hannah could be my wife, and she's getting to know my dad now.
Yeah.
And his brothers are also there. It looks like he has two brothers.
This family, they didn't do any of the...
Yeah.
Like... announcement of introduction, so it was a little unclear.
Yeah, it was very
clear. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, there's definitely some extended family there. He sits down with Tyler. Tyler's dad sits down with him, and they talk about his vocal cord, like, therapy and recovery. And he's like, it looks like this thing with Hannah might be love, and I love you, and I want the best for you guys. It was very sweet.
It was very sweet. And you could tell that this was the first time that he was seeing his dad, because his dad is kind of asking kind of the primed questions about his relationship. And Tyler's just like, how are you? How is your health?
Like,
I'm concerned about you.
Yeah. He's like, well, son, it looks like it might be love. And Tyler's like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Tyler's brothers are talking to Hannah at this point and are saying, like, he's just incredibly nice, one of the nicest people around. Hannah's like, is he really ready to get engaged? And they're like, well, he did take a lot of responsibility on when our dad got sick. So, like, maybe actually. Like, it was sort of like they were saying, like, before that we would have said definitely not.
Right.
Well, but to be fair, before like, that, he was like 24 years old. Yeah, so right.
A lot of people yeah.
have been I know, that's 24. True.
But no, it's true. I mean, it was interesting. I don't know. I heard on some other recaps this morning people mentioning that it seemed really clear that the family was conveying that Tyler was a player. And I'm curious if you guys got
really?
That impression.
I don't know if I
oh,
really...
I didn't get that impression.
Get that. No, I don't know.
I mean,
I definitely picked up on, you know, just like, oh, yeah, like all this responsibility has definitely made it so he's probably a little bit more serious. But I don't think the opposite necessarily has to be true. Like, I don't think it's like player to definitely ready. But maybe right. it's just like, you know... just kind of average, you know, it doesn't have to be
right. Like
yeah.
he's
zero
a guy
60.
In his mid-20s.
Right,
he's
right.
dated some women. He like we yeah. don't know how many serious relationships
I mean,
he's
that's
been
what's
in.
Weird about Tyler though is that we don't really know much about his personal life aside from his dad's
his
illness.
Family.
And,
right.
and his the family divorce, right?
Yeah.
So like we don't really know anything about past relationships. We don't know about like at one point right. Hannah sits down with his dad. And he says, Tyler doesn't let many people close. He hasn't had many girlfriends. And I was like, that could mean so many different things.
Right. Yeah, it could true. Mean
from
that he
so many
just
different
dates
right.
around. It could mean that he is just keeps things close to the chest and doesn't introduce people to his yeah, family. Like, yeah. you don't.
It could mean that he, like, is, like, Colton, like, not really getting into relationships.
Yeah.
But, like.
Right. And none of those things seem particularly concerning one way or another to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, right,
I
right.
mean, he could be picking up a different girl every night. We really don't know.
But even if he was, like, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
I guess I would be worried about it if I were getting engaged. I would be like, would I be his first experience with committing to someone with no evidence that he's been successful at it in the past? I would be concerned about that. But
yeah,
I mean, not as a girlfriend, but like as getting engaged.
Yeah, getting engaged. Mm.
Right. Like, obviously, everyone has to have like a first serious girlfriend. I'd be willing to give it a try with Tyler
yeah.
if he were interested. But like,
jumping right to engagement.
Right.
Well, yeah, especially that pace, right?
Right, exactly.
Because, I mean, you do have to start somewhere. You know, like someone has to eventually be.
Right. And I don't think it's that crazy to get to 26 and not have had like a serious adult relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I would, I mean, if he'd had a lot of girls around, which I'm sure he has.
Look at him.
Look at him. Like, I see guys like him sometimes in my friend circle who are, like, similarly, like, very attractive. And they're always surrounded by just, like, humming swarms of girls. Like, it's just there's definitely been opportunities. So you're like, you know, if you get that to that age and you've never really had a girlfriend, like, I'd want to know more. And it doesn't seem like Hannah is asking to know a lot more.
Yeah, sure.
I'm curious.
Yeah. More information is never a bad thing.
Right.
But his dad is basically like, well, he is 26. So at that age, marriage is a possibility. And it's like, okay, sure. But his dad is very pro falling in love. Tyler's mom asks Tyler about how he's feeling about Hannah. And he's like, well, it's very hard for me to open up, but with Hannah, it was easy. And she asks if he could see himself proposing. And he was like, yeah, I could see myself, at, you know, getting to the end and, like, and getting down on one knee and proposing. Sure.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's a long way off.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
that's
right.
how this show goes.
It's like, what, I have, like, 2 or 3 more weeks to make that decision?
No,
it's,
I don't get the sense that Tyler's, like, desperate for marriage. Which... fair.
Yeah.
I mean, the vibe I get from him, but like based on so little information and like I just wish there were more. He seems like a super nice guy. Like everyone seems to have good things to say about him. Like he's smart. He's like kind of cheesy, but like he can pull it off because he's really hot. But like it seems like he has never really taken relationships very seriously. And now he's like, my dad could die. It's time for me
right,
to, like,
right.
be a man.
It's like a
and,
shift
like,
of priorities in a way.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's something that is going to really sustain or if he's, like, really ready for that or if it's more just, like, something that he wants to be,
ready for.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah. Can't wait. So Hannah's like, I feel very hopeful. I'm glad that this isn't just Tyler's routine with women to, like, bring them home to meet the family. Mm-hmm. And I was like, again, you should ask a few more questions about that. But like, okay. And he's like, I'm falling in love with you. And then they get in the truck together
and
make out.
And then
that
SUV
poor
and
limo
just...
driver. Oh, it's an SUV, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, there's just straddling and intense making out. Again, I respect all of it.
Yep. And it's only going to go up next week. Just, there's just going to be so much more.
I mean,
I love it.
I mean, Hannah is testing some of the boundaries that I always wondered why people didn't test more. Like when they say goodbye and they would like kiss on hometowns and be like, I wish this didn't have to be goodbye. And I was like, well, what if you just like hung around and made out for a while longer? Maybe you could do that.
Yeah, like
and
they're normal, like, yeah, let's like do it. Like a normal person when you're ending a really good date and you're like, yeah, and we're going to make out for a while.
Early in a relationship, you can't have sex yet. Yeah. Like, and you're just like, three kisses and you get in the SUV. It's like, no, it's like get in the back and in neck for a while.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, we break down more about hometown dates with Brett Vergara.
Before we get back to the show, are you coming to our first ever sold-out live show at the Bell House in Brooklyn? If so, you might want to watch the first ever episode of The Bachelor, because we're going to be talking about that episode. You can watch it on TubiTV.com. That's TubiTV.com. And now, back to the show. So then it's time for Luke's hometown.
Woo.
They're in Gainesville.
I have to do some deep breathing before we get
into
this.
All right,
we
got to mentally prepare.
Gear up.
Okay.
Do you think they get
should we do some prayer?
Oh, my God. do you think they get to freshen their outfits when they go home? Because I felt like...
Oh, I would hope so. But maybe they don't have anything available at their homes, though.
That's true. I guess they could get their family to, like...
To coordinate. But then, like, they would just have to
hope
that the family
didn't... Could you buy me a denim jacket?
Yeah, the family would have just had to know that, just have an intuition.
I think they
there.
Can ask their handlers to take them shopping. Because they have days off, for sure, but because they're filming all the hometowns and they're all separated.
Yeah.
I think Luke lives with his nearest family. Or am I making that up? I think he still lives in Gainesville.
Okay.
Or no?
Yeah, I'm just not actually sure.
I'm not either. Don't quote me on that.
But I'm sure they're all like placed in hotels kind of around.
Yeah. I'm just asking because I've gotten so used to many of Luke's outfits, like the...
Like the tan jacket.
And the magenta window pane jacket.
That he wears during every rose
truly
ceremony.
Truly egregious. But today he's wearing a fresh look, I thought. A denim jacket over a blue polo. And jeans.
It was...
I'm sorry.
Canadian tuxedo.
But then the polo, I was like,
right.
It's like, if you're going to do Canadian tuxedo, I feel like you need like a white V-neck or something. Or like a flannel. So he's like, I want you to meet some of my friends. So we're going to go to Bible study.
Oh, fun.
That I go to before church every week. Hannah's like really excited. She's like, I feel like I have the corner pieces of the Luke puzzle in place, but not the big middle piece. And I think I'm going to figure it out by meeting the people who made him who he is.
This narrative that he's just so complex, she can't get a read on him, is so damaging.
It's so frustrating because you keep thinking like, oh, she's seen through him. And then the next week she's just like,
maybe if I dig one layer deeper, this is who he is.
Right. Yeah. It's just like this complex puzzle that's going to be finally cracked.
It's like she can't square his aggression with the fact that he checks all of the like, I am a man of God boxes.
Right.
Like he does all the things that she's like, well, that is what makes a good man.
Yeah. She's like, the corner pieces are like
prayer,
aggression and prayer. And he's falling in love with me. And, like, how do those blend together? Like, it's really hard to say. But she's going to find out by meeting his Bible study. So they meet in a meeting room.
It wasn't even the venue I pictured.
It looked like almost sort of like a normal Bible study room. Like, it didn't look like a place chosen to be maximally TV friendly.
Yeah.
It looked like it was more just like we meet in this, like, church basement or... Yeah. Whatever, with like lots of tables and chairs. And there's a whole group of like 20 people. And Luke takes the floor to give his testimony.
He tells.
And I just want to point out that he gives his testimony, which I'm sure he's given to this. And this is like a thing in certain evangelical Christian settings to like to get up and sort of speak about how you've been led into sin.
This is all very new to me.
And honestly, as a Catholic, this is not something you would do. Like, so it was interesting. Like, I talk a lot about how I was raised Christian, and a lot of these things are very familiar to me. Mm-hmm. But when you get into, like, the rituals of different, like, very different sects, mm-hmm. it is very alien. I was like, you would never do this in the Catholic Church. Like, you would maybe go to confession with a priest alone, and, like, that would never
but
be filmed.
But not testify in front of a group.
You don't get up and say, like, oh, I'm a sinful worm, and I was led into the evils of lustful temptation. And then I was saved by Jesus, and then have everyone be like, oh, yes. And that's just not really part of the culture. But it is clearly in Luke's. But he would have given this before, and he's also given it to Hannah. He's clearly told this story many times. He uses the same phrases.
That's what I was going to say. It's almost verbatim what he almost said to her, and it
he's
felt
just getting
really
better,
weird.
Better and better at it, where it's just like, now it's going to be smoother.
And I'm not questioning, like, this is his story. I'm not questioning that, but it does feel weird when he's using the exact same language, and it's meant to feel off the cuff.
Yeah. Especially because some of the phrases he were like, he is still trying to set himself up as, like, kind of a good guy who had, like, a temper. He was like, I wasn't, like, a punk kid. I was respectful, good kid. But, like, I was experimenting with partying and alcohol. And when I got to college, yes, for a while, I was chasing sex. And I was like, that sounds like a phrasing of all of this that has been constructed to sound, like, maximally good for you.
Also, but just the phrase chasing sex is such an odd one. Like, it almost takes the other person out of the other people out of the equation completely.
But that's the way he would see it, is that it's about lustful urges. It's not about, like, women per se. It's about, like, how you are chasing that sinful experience of sex.
Yes.
It's how, like, you are just looking for that. And that's almost the point, is that it's sinful to look at sex as an experience in itself and not as, like,
the connection.
A connection with God and your wife.
Mostly God.
Well, God is the most important thing, and then the wife is
the vessel.
Yes, part of that. It's very odd to listen to, because it is Christianity is so, like, baked into the show and, like, the norms of the show. A lot of the contestants are Christian, but we very rarely see something this distinctive.
I mean, and they have now stood in prayer circles multiple times during this season. Like, it is notable. I mean, this is significantly more than we saw during Sean Lowe's season.
Yeah.
And he's a very openly religious person who speaks about his faith as a core part of his identity.
Right.
And yet it didn't feel – this felt almost invasive to me as someone who doesn't share that faith.
And it did feel very odd to have it being clearly used to – for Luke to try to whitewash his persona.
Right. Like, all of these people
from
the church were there to – testify as his character witnesses, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, also, too, just, like, looking, I was expecting Hannah's season to be way more religious, like, on her end.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just seeing, like, the differences of opinion and experience. And, like, I would have thought a very similar experience, but it's clearly different.
Yeah. I mean, Hannah did not seem the way I would see him in that setting, which is like, what is this?
Yeah.
No, it didn't,
like,
seem foreign to her.
Right.
She was comfortable there.
But she is more of, like, a classic bachelorette evangelical Christian, which is, like, it's part of her life, but it's not something that she is going to, like, showcase necessarily on
all
reality
the time.
TV.
But I also wouldn't say that she was super comfortable there by any means. Like, I do think that there were some reactions and just some, like,
I do think, though, that she really holds on to this because, for her, the place that she has found connection with Luke that maybe is harder to find with some of these other guys is specifically through faith.
Right.
And so him creating this setup that is at least somewhat familiar to her, I think, was comforting and, like, reinforced the things that she believes are good about him. And that's what felt almost a little bit manipulative on Luke's part about it to me. Like, he seems to use his faith as a way to convince her that his other behavior isn't actually an indication of who he is at all. And that is, he can be someone who practices religion and believes it and wants to be good, and also someone who behaves very, very badly.
And clearly has and to work on it.
And is very damaged and has a lot of aggression and, like, would probably make a very bad partner. All those things can be true.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. He does tell the shower visit story again.
Yes. There was a wait.
The fourth time?
And that's why
he was visited in the shower.
Yes. And that's why he's the man he is today. And it's why he's been rewarded
with beautiful
Hannah. And he thanks God for her.
Just the possessiveness of that.
So...
You know what, just like really, I mean, not that this is news by any means, but just even seeing reactions from people on Twitter where it's like, oh, this is my ex, this is my ex, just across the board of so many friends of mine, and just, oh yeah, this is like so common, like this type of just, this like possessive mindset and trying to fix this person and trying to find the core, the good core behind all the bullshit of it all.
Yeah. And I think he has found that it's a framing that allows his like less appealing qualities to be seen in a context that is less concerning, which is like, I just think of, you know, our roles as like man and wife and like, you are my like reward from God, though. So it's fine. And then they break into small groups, and this is when she gets to sort of ask them about Luke. But I thought this was interesting. Luke is like next to her while she's like, so what kind of guy is Luke? And they're like, oh, just the best. And Luke is like, yup, yes, I am. Like claps them on the back.
I am the nicest person ever.
You all nailed it. Nice. Go team.
Right. I was like, he's like sort of looming over her being like, so what kind of guy am I? Right. I'm your best friend, aren't I?
Yeah. Luke definitely got like a messenger pigeon away from the mansion. Just be like, be prepared. Go. Just say these things.
I will body slam you.
I mean, his brother was in a cast, little arm sling. So I was like, what's going on here? Is that rugby? What happened here?
The Bible study friends are like, he's the real deal. He's great. He's always smiling. He's friends with everyone. And Hannah's like, I knew I was right to see the good in Luke. And like, it feels so good to see people supporting him. I mean, it was interesting because I do feel like it's not at all inconsistent with what we've seen on the show for him to like, in a context that did not involve romantic relationships or competition, to be very charming and like not an aggro crazy person.
Yeah.
That is consistent.
Yeah.
So it's not, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's also possible that they were all totally serious and they all super love Luke.
Nothing. Right. I'm sure they were. Like, that's, again, these things can all exist at the same time.
Right.
It doesn't cancel out the other bad behavior.
Yeah. And then they all put their hands on Luke and pray for him.
Quite an image.
And it's off to see his family. They meet his dad, Mike, his brother, Mike, his sister-in-law, Hannah. Luke is really psyched that Hannah, his sister-in-law, has the same name
as Hannah.
His potential He's like, that's kind of cool. And I'm like, is it? It seems like it'd be inconvenient at the very least.
There's two Mikes, two Hannahs now.
Yeah.
And we meet his mom, his grandma, and his great-grandma.
Yeah, there are a lot of generations.
I know this is neither here nor there, but his mom was like, so stunning. It was like disarming to me.
This was like the episode of Hot Moms. There were some hot moms.
Oh yeah.
And they sit down and they're like, so what have you guys been doing? Like, what's your journey been? And they're like, really intense week one. And then
it was all downhill from there.
Became awful.
Yeah. And it's still slightly there.
The family seems genuinely alarmed.
Yeah. I mean, I would be.
Yeah.
It was interesting how it played out. Like, Hannah was like, well, it was really intense. And then there was a lot of drama in the house and it became Luke against the house. And they're like, oh, boy. And his dad's like,
he
had you on his side, though. That's good. And she's like, well, not really.
Yeah.
I was not on his side.
What did you can see them all being like, what did he do?
Yeah.
Right.
She was like, he was asking for it, and I had to kind of, like, ask him to cool it. And Luke's is like, she really laid down the law. And then I felt like I had to walk on eggshells around her, and I couldn't open up. And they're all like, so why is he here?
Yeah, under, like
really literally, why is he
legit
here?
Legit question.
That's always, like, how I want – me meeting like my significant other's parents to go. It's just like, oh yeah, like he was the worst for so long, but like now we're fine.
We
yeah.
think maybe.
Yeah, maybe
he hasn't done anything actively bad in like a week
in the
and
past
a half
days. Yeah, no, right.
That I know of.
So we're all you know.
And they're all just kind of making uncomfortable jokes. Like the sister-in-law is like, well, I guess thanks for putting up with him.
I mean, this is the most relatable Luke by his family has ever been, just because that's like, how do you react to this? Like, it's like, oh yeah, your son's awful. He's just
right. And I'm sure he doesn't behave that way in front of his family.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And I mean, he's the younger son. Like, I do feel like it's hard to ever look at your youngest child or like your younger brother as like a bully.
Yeah,
or something. Like,
right.
You're always like, oh, it's the baby. Like, it's my little guy. Like, I feel like he might have benefited from that a little bit.
Could it be a little biased? Just a bit.
My younger brother, though, is genuinely just the sweetest. So Luke's family is basically like, this is weird. Like, this doesn't sound like him. Luke's dad sits down with Luke and is like, it's really tough, like, to hear about this. Like, I don't understand. It doesn't sound like you. I don't like to think of people out there like thinking badly of you. Like, is this all worth it? And Luke is like, Hannah's totally worth it. And I've seen a side of her no one else has because of what we've been through.
Something I was really struck by seeing him interact with his family is that none of the rest of them communicate in the stilted, robotic way that he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, where did this come from?
Right, right.
The fact that he always seems to be using a line or just repeating someone else's phrasing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And his parents don't do that, and his brother doesn't do it. So I'm like, how did you develop this, like, complete inability to communicate properly?
And then with Peter and Tyler, we see, like, a very clear connection. It's like, oh, they're very open, and they're very just emotional and supportive. So it's like, oh, well, that makes sense. Like, pure and wholesome Peter gets it from his parents. But then, yeah, there's a disconnect here for sure.
Except for the religiosity, obviously.
Yeah,
we do see that.
Right.
Yeah. That is, like, very important to the family.
And his dad is interesting. Like, he gives me some similar vibes to Luke.
Yeah.
And he has some interesting ways of speaking. He, like, is talking with Luke about how, you know, Luke thinks that Hannah is worth all of this. And, like, and he thinks that she feels the same. And his dad is like, well, it sounds like she's worth you then. And he's like, yeah, I think so. And he says, well, I would thank the Lord, number one, because that would mean her heart is softened to you. And that is a gift we could never deserve. And I was like, I don't know what that means at all. Like, what does that mean?
That God has primed her for Luke to sweep her.
But like, why is it a gift that he could never deserve?
Well, it's part of, isn't it part of that whole, like, putting women and femininity up on this kind of pedestal. Like, this is the...
It sounded
this
a
is
bit
the,
like that.
This is the Madonna who must be protected. She is your gift. She has been given to you. Her heart has been given to you by God. And now you must protect it. Like, it made me, again, like, that little...
Yeah.
A little uncomfortable.
There was something about it that, like, I was like, that doesn't really make sense to me, but it had those vibes, those, like, tones that rang true with the way that Luke seems to... Think
view.
Of Hannah.
Yes, absolutely.
Hannah, meanwhile, sitting with his brother and sister-in-law.
They seemed like fairly normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's describing how he was acting during the season. His brother was like, that doesn't sound like who he really is. And she's like, I don't think it is either. And I was like, Hannah, stop.
Like,
But then basically his brother is like, yeah, no, he actually can, like, suck. But then, like, when he gets it, you will just see, like, what he did wrong. You'll just see the most humble guy. And he has, like, such a good heart. And Hannah's like, yes.
There it is. Okay.
She's like, thank God you gave me permission to keep him around. Thank you.
So she then sits down with Luke's dad, Mike, and says, he says, it sounds like this has been hard for you too, a hard road, but there's been a reason. And she's like, I agree. I think it's really strengthened our relationship.
Has it?
Apparently.
I guess.
Which I'm not a fan of. And he makes this comment that I found very odd.
Very weird.
He's like, it does sound like Luke to, like, maybe the guys are fighting in the house and he tries to, like, intervene and they turn on him. And she lets that slide. And I was like, that is not what happened at all.
Certainly
it
not.
Bears
he
no
was
resemblance
the direct
to
cause
Rabbit.
Of all of the conflict.
Like, does it sound like Luke to just like aggressively start fights and then like try to
multiple
pretend
times.
He's the victim when it doesn't go his way? Does it sound like Luke to like body slam people? And then she's like, cool, yeah, definitely. Well, is he ready for an engagement? Please, I gotta lock this guy down.
And his dad's like, hell yeah, he is.
Yeah. His mom sits down with Luke and asks what's holding him back from being open with Hannah. And he's like, well, I was just trying to be Mr. Perfect, mainly because
oh,
of caution.
Oh, also, how many times does he drop that line? He's like, I'm just trying.
He
so
said that only
be, yeah,
because
right.
Hannah said it once. That's what I mean. He doesn't have his own original
yeah.
thoughts or
yeah.
awareness of his own emotions. He just apes what other people say.
Yeah.
It's very
he's trying
disturbing.
To be Mr. Perfect.
Because so many reasons. For so many reasons. But the main one is caution.
Yeah.
What?
And she's like, you've always been like that, but you don't always need to please everyone. I was like, don't worry, lady. He's not pleasing
everyone.
He's
not doing
everyone.
That anymore, yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't seem that worried by
yeah.
it, actually.
His mother has a very calming presence.
Yeah.
She's like this very, like, soft, sweet voice.
And he's like, she says, you need to let Hannah see how beautiful your heart is. And he says, I can look you in the eyes and tell you that when I look Hannah in the eyes, I love her. The rest of the time.
Just, that's the exact set of criteria.
He lacks object permanence, but like, you know, like most toddlers. And then they hug. Luke and Hannah then sit outside to say goodbye. And he says he's sorry for their struggles and they're back on the right track, but he knows she may still have concerns. But he's going to continue to show her that he sees a future with her and he loves her without a doubt. And Hannah's like, I'm falling in love with Luke. Hannah tweeted some interesting commentary
oh, yeah.
about
oh,
this date last night.
Yes. Okay, let's pull up.
She's been having a fun
she's
time.
Pretty good.
On
she's pretty good on Twitter,
weeks, yeah.
I will say.
I feel for her. Like, she has had to watch the villain, like,
oh, yeah.
digging around for way longer
right,
than, like,
right.
any other Bachelor ever.
You know what I'll say, too, is that I feel like this season I haven't felt that mid-season lull that I usually feel. And I think it's purely fueled by my hatred of Luke.
I'm telling
yeah.
like,
oh,
I feel
like,
bad
definitely
that
it.
I'm glad he's still around, but it makes
yeah.
it so much
oh my god
more
yeah because it's just like yeah,
she I'm... said let's see she's tweeted have you ever told an entire family that nobody likes their son. I have. Then she said I was on meds, I was sick, I went to the urgent care, I do not know the things I said while in Georgia. And then she posted a photo of like completely crooked meandering tracks and said
oh, right.
these must be the tracks we're back on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's extremely clear. They've basically shown us everything that's going to happen next week at Fantasy Suites.
Yeah.
At this point, it's pretty clear that he brings up sex and is basically like, if you have sex with anyone else on this show, we're done. We're done. Like, I will remove myself.
And she's like, great.
And she's like, I have in a windmill.
Yeah.
And then I did it again. And then she's like, my husband would never say what you said to me. And like, that's got to be the end.
The end.
I cannot. Okay. I've thought that before. So it's somehow we still have Jed's hometown to talk about.
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
And this was actually, despite Luke's hometown being bonkers,
right.
this was
the
really
most
the truly
fascinating.
Most bonkers, yeah.
And
this was like a horror
oh,
movie.
God.
So she meets up with Jed. And she's like, Jed always has something in his pocket for me. I'm excited for a surprise. The surprise is always that he plays music for her.
It's always,
always.
Gonna be some tunes.
It's
yep.
always music. So, surprise, it's a studio full of guitars, and he's going to have her co-write a song about their relationship with him. And they just sort of free associate some things about their relationship, things being written in the stars, and cobblestone streets, and like roses. I don't know. And they like just write a song,
yeah, as
and
you
record
do.
It. This is the thing, though. His whole songwriting process, apparently, and it jibes with what we've actually heard of his music, is like
name some phrases,
some phrases, some concepts, some thoughts, and then just sort of an in like indistinctive,
yeah, speak
like
of
meandering.
Them, speak of them generally. Just,
yeah,
that seems to be the mood.
There's and then he doesn't have to come up with like an original melody or like a hook. Or, like, anything really particularly interesting about the music. He just sort of croons it
yeah.
in a sort of music-y sort
yeah.
of way while he strums the guitar. And I'm like, you do not become a famous musician by doing this. Like, if you're going to do this approach, you have to be Damien Rice. Like, you have to put a little more thought into it other than I'm going to sound like Damien Rice, you know? And I don't think he has.
No. Well, he's still young.
Not no, that young not for that a musician.
Yet. That's true. That's yeah, true. Not that I mean, young for a musician.
Yeah. How much longer does he have to figure it out? I don't know.
Yeah, he's not just going to be like, well, I mean, he's not in a great path right now. Let's just put it that way.
It's not looking good.
But Hannah is so into this.
Every
and again,
time.
It's the kind of thing that like would be repulsive if you were with someone that you that annoyed you. But when you're with someone that you really like, it's like everything seems cute.
Yeah,
she's like,
right.
Oh my God, he's writing a song with me. We're singing it together.
Oh my God, he's so good so at Mario Kart. I could watch that.
yeah, exactly.
And they record it together. And then he asks her, do you ever feel like your heart is thrumming out of your chest because you have to say something and you don't know how?
Wonder what he's going to say.
And she's like, what do you mean? What do you think he's going to say, guys? Quick poll.
I mean,
it's going to be I have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Me?
He's like, look, not only did I come on here for my music career, but I also have a secret girlfriend. We might run into her on the street.
Seriously. Very bold to take her to a music studio, which
well, I think
is
they, again, are. They're not actually in Nashville.
Yeah, that probably would do it. So she's like, what do you mean? And he's like, I love you. And she's like, how's your chest? And he's like, beating so fast. And he's like, how's yours? And she says, it feels good. Romantic moment, guys. I think that this is what Peter needed to do. The adrenaline of saying I love you and getting told I love you adds that jolt to the date that Peter's was lacking.
Right, exactly.
Right. And he's like, I think my family's blessing is going to, like, propel us. Okay, how did he think that his family would react well?
We know
that they met his girlfriend. They know about her.
Yeah.
They seem absolutely horrified.
They clearly know that he went on the show for his music.
But also,
why did he think this would go well?
But he was so far into it. What else could he do? It's like either he had to remove himself or he had to just be like, hopefully they won't truly screw me on national TV.
He could actually have primed it better. Like, he made it seem like, oh, they're always so supportive and I know it's going to bring us to the next level. And I was like, what if you were just like, my family's very protective?
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, that's
right,
true.
Right.
He did not set it up.
And we've heard that from people before.
Yeah, and often they are. Wouldn't have been that weird.
Mm-hmm. It was just the wrong way to go into his parents trying to say, how's Haley doing without mentioning her?
Trying to be like, please don't do this to yourself.
There was just a look of supportive fear the entire time.
I really felt for his family. And before we get into it, I do want to say that Jed posted something on Instagram last night where he basically indicated, like, I know there are questions. I'm not able to speak to it right now. I will speak when I can. But until then, like, understand how much all of this is coming at my family. And he basically says, you know, and Hannah as well. But he says, like, his parents and sister are being verbally attacked in public. They've received death threats. Like, the punishment does not fit the crime here.
I mean, first of all, leave people's families alone.
Yeah.
Like, in general.
Right.
But also, don't death threat him.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, the other thing is, like, listen, we're going to criticize Jed's behavior, alleged behavior, whatever, on this program in our commentary. However, like, it is not war criminal behavior. It's not exceptional behavior.
Right.
Lots of people cheat on their partners. Lots of people ghost them in shady ways. What he did is not,
it's like fairly run of the mill, you know, douchey dating behavior that is like amplified by the fact he's on a show.
Just like try to treat him like you would treat any guy who once like cheated on a girlfriend that you don't know, and you don't know her either, which is like not interact at all.
Right.
Like, I feel like that's a normal reaction. Yeah. Don't interact with him.
Yeah. Also, the whole concept, I mean, with him, it's a little bit more of a leap beyond just like having had a relationship that he may or may not, well, clearly, like, did not break up with. But, you know, he had it, what, with, like, Tayshia last season. And there's a thing with, like, Peter this. Like, there's
right,
always,
there's
like,
tons
things.
Of
yeah,
people
it's always
who
right,
go,
right.
who either are in a relationship right before the show or, yeah. like, don't quite end a relationship yeah. and go on the show.
Right.
Or...
Well, also, too, like, I mean, I do think, and again, like, I don't really think this example highlights it super well. But if you think about it just logistically, that casting process takes forever. Like, what do you
yeah,
really
I don't actually think it's that crazy that people
yeah,
date
right.
people
I
when
really,
they don't,
really
when they're like,
yeah.
Don't. And plus, think, for the most part, you're most likely thinking, unless you're just like ultra confident, that like, oh, this is probably never going to happen, whatever. Like,
right,
I
or I'm
going to
go on for 1 week.
Life.
I mean,
right,
and
right.
also, Jet, like, with a lot of these people, we see that they just disappear going on to the show and
yeah.
never even told the person they were auditioning, whereas
yeah.
like...
yeah.
Yeah. Haley was aware the whole time.
Well, this is what
yeah.
I think.
This is not
is,
me defending
right.
the behavior of Fred, because it's
this
very.
This is what I
right,
think
right.
is actually shady, yeah. though, is that he convinced Haley to wait for him.
Right,
basically.
To be on board. Right. It's a, it was
to
a
be
much,
on board with it.
Right.
And I don't think you should do that if you
right.
have
no,
a girlfriend.
I agree. I
yeah.
think that.
Right.
I
right.
mean, I think it was. It's not good behavior, and I'm not defending.
Right. No,
right.
I'm just.
Right.
I'm saying
yeah.
I'm going to criticize it. I think it was wrong. I don't think that it is worth.
Yeah,
worthy
like
of
harassment yeah.
in any way. I do also think someone else came forward and said that she had slept with Jed while he was dating
right.
Haley.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
right
yes,
before
I did,
they went
yes.
on.
We, I mentioned
the
that on the
podcast. Vacation together.
That is, it's bad. He's
yeah,
clearly
not
someone who's necessarily.
Yeah, don't date
not,
him.
He has not.
Yeah. Don't talk to
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
He has
right,
not
right.
Don't harass
exhibited
him.
The best dating behavior. And I also would venture a guess that he is certainly far from alone. And people who go on
yeah,
the show
sure.
and are not have not been great to past
right, right.
and future partners.
I
yeah.
generally feel
yeah.
like people, women, should exercise a lot more caution about developing crushes on men on this show. I feel like they get so much. I want to say I'm sorry. I've set that up to say a really crude phrase, but like I feel like they get so many women throwing themselves after going mm-hmm. on this show, and like do really well like sexually
yeah.
and I'm like a lot of them are like sleaze bags like everyone have standards mm. please like a lot of these guys are gross not all of them and in that case I encourage them dating and finding love so she sits down with the family she's feeling very confident his parents are there his grandparents and his sister Lily who's a star I loved her
oh she was just the highlight.
They talk about their date in Boston, and he makes the interesting choice, especially, again, given they thought he went on the show to promote his music and that he had a girlfriend, to brag about kissing her, like, while shooting an overhand shot.
Which was,
and
yeah, I mean,
was,
it was impressive.
Yeah.
I feel like he could have, like, downplayed how much they were kissing during it.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm...
Like, he was like, and we were still kissing,
but
and, like,
also,
as
yeah.
we were kissing... The shot went through, and I was just, like, kissing her. And I was like, Jed.
Yeah, like, when that moment happened, it was very impressive. But I feel like that
maybe
did not
in the retelling.
Carry.
It
yeah, the retelling, it lost some, like.
Yeah, but, yeah. But the actual thing was impressive.
Right.
Yeah. I just, watch it together,
family,
be like, look at what I just did.
His family
like the,
has this look of just utter, like, terror and concern.
They're deer like, in the headlights.
The
they're like, what
time.
Is going on?
They're
why
like,
is
why
he here?
Why are we here? Why have we been
yeah.
brought into this? We thought he yeah. would be home by now.
They're like, Jed, blink three times quickly
yeah.
if you need us to get you out. Like, is this some sort of, like, kidnapping scenario? So at first it was really hard for me to read the energy, and then I realized that, like, they knew about the girlfriend, and they definitely knew that he was supposed to go on the show to promote his music, because what they're doing is kind of pulling the protective family vibe, but with a completely different undertone. Like, instead of being like, I'm worried about Jed because he's like, he has feelings for you and there are all these other guys and like, are you really going to pick him? They're like, you have other guys though, right?
Right?
Like,
right. Like, he's just one of
he's just
many.
One of many.
You don't even feel that strongly yeah. for him,
it's
probably.
Like, it's like, I've heard really great things about Tyler.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. But it was just exactly like they clearly wanted to be like, what about Haley? What about what's
right.
happening?
Like,
there?
What
but,
are
like,
you doing?
Like,
but what about your career? You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, no,
your career is
like
what we're talking about.
They were just like handcuffed. They couldn't do those words. So it's just like, we're just going to slip it in under the guise
yeah.
of this other thing.
They're like, before you
yeah.
left, you were all about your career, remember? So his dad sits down with him and is like, I'm really surprised by this. Like, she seems like a hoot and like beautiful, but I really can't get my head around you being ready to be engaged after this. Dad is like, yeah, but we've just like really clicked and I've started falling in love with her. And his dad is like, but what about your career?
It's just like a game of Mad Libs. This
but then, of course,
hometown.
Jed can just respond not by being like, I've shifted my focus away from Haley, but to be like, Hannah really supports my career. And it's like, not the way we're talking about it. He's like, I need a partner with that attitude who's really going to like support my burgeoning country music career.
I don't know. Maybe Hannah is in on that Mad Lib joke, though, because she then says, oh, like Jed's going to need to step away from his career.
You're
going to maybe need to.
Separation.
Yeah, a little.
His mom at one point toasts to like how you have to be like completely open in yourself
that was
in a relationship.
Beautiful.
She said it. That was I wrote this down.
Pure poetry.
Down. Yeah, she says, when you stick to your truth, it benefits everyone. It was
chills,
so explicit. She was just like, she's like, dear God, everyone like, just be truthful. Can we all just, she's like, I'm not going to do this to you, but also.
Just, I need to do it.
She's like,
do something.
Just a thought, like maybe if you were
maybe
just totally
just be
honest,
truthful and honest,
maybe
honesty is
everyone
great.
Will be better off.
Also, another thing I was noticing, so I don't think they were drinking at all on their date. I think it was all just like tea or whatever. But like, imagine if just the mom had a little like glass of wine, and then all of a sudden, just what would come out if that was just pure sober, just
also,
restraint.
Another very hot
incredible
mom, just
restraint.
No, right? I mean, yeah. Like the families really came through. They just they shined.
Yeah.
So Hannah sits down with his mom and she's like, Jed's been so good to me. He's been so good for me. And this is when his mom is like, all right, well, I know Jed is just another guy. You're the bachelorette, right? And Hannah's like,
well, no.
It's more than that. Our relationship is more than that. And his mom is like, you probably say that to every guy's parents. And Hannah's like, no, I really haven't. And he's like the only one I've told I'm falling in love with him. And his mom is like, all right. All right,
she
cool.
does sort of get teary-eyed, and I would imagine that she's probably feeling like genuinely confused about what to think, because she now has both of them being like, no, we're actually really into each other.
Yeah.
Just teary
and
panic.
You can just see she's probably just like, how could this play out?
Yeah.
And here is an interesting moment. Hannah's like, we've talked about like his past relationship.
Oh, yeah.
And his mom is like, well,
He
lived his life before meeting you, and, you know, there have been relationships and so on, and she's like, you can like hear her being like, did you talk about his last relationship?
Right, right.
Like, actually? And Hannah asks if he's ready for an engagement, and his mom is like, not really. Like, he's got a different path in life because of music. You don't get a diploma for that. You've got to work odd jobs and hustle. And so I just don't think he's really ready for that. And Hannah then is like, oh, no. And she brings it up with his sister as well.
His sister is incredible. Amazing. A star.
Just having none of it.
She's like, yeah, I'm not sure if falling in love with you is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's actively bad. This is bad.
I just really admire having like that sort of moxie as a person, because I would have the same concern, but I would just never be able to have the boldness to be like, yeah, I don't think falling in love with you is a good idea.
Oh, same. I'd be like, I'm such a people pleaser. I would be like,
I would not, if my brother went on a show like this and fell in love with a future influencer, I would just be like, he's a smart guy. He's got a lot going for him. And I just really don't know if I see this being a good thing for him. So, like, I'm not thrilled about it. Find someone else to fall in love. But what I would say is like, oh, yeah, totally. Like, honey, you guys are so cute together.
Yeah. So just really admirable.
Yeah. And she does say that she's like, I'm very protective of Jed. His music makes him so happy. And they keep setting it up like probably partly because they're both concerned about the music and about the girlfriend but they're really heavily landing on how bad this would be for his music career. And I'm like, no, it wouldn't.
Yeah,
it would be great for his music career. He'd be famous. He'd have a famous girlfriend. He would have lots of free time because they could support themselves with influencing.
Right.
Like, all he'd have to do is take a couple Instagram shoots a week and, like, travel to cool places, work on his songs, and then, like, totally free time for his, like, lots of Bachelor people end up dating country music singers. So I was like, that's not a real thing. Like, this would be, like, the best possible thing for him. But it's pretty clear that they have concerns. And the vibe that it gives this is so uncomfortable. Like, it's almost eerie. Like, I felt like the genre was different from most Bachelorette
Days. It was getting way more horror-esque.
It was like...
It was like there was like a Get Out.
It was very much a literally Get Out kind of vibe.
I mean, it made me think about, like, the whole thing with the uncanny is just, like, there are, like, suppressed things that, like, you can't see except, like, out of, like, the corners of your eyes or something. Like, things that are supposed to be hidden becoming visible. And I was like, the atmosphere of this date is making it very clear that there are hidden things. That is uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's like, if we didn't know all of what we know now, that date would have been like, what's all this? What's going on here?
It was so freaky.
We see another conversation between Jen and his mom. Where I thought it was notable that she was like, okay, you've fallen in love, but, like, this is the first I've seen of her. Like, this is crazy. She says, this is crazy.
His mom says, Hannah asked me if I thought that you were ready to get engaged. And I said, I don't think so because of your path.
And then she at one point says, all the things we do for love just... taking chances.
There's so many just, like, abstract cliche phrases that are just, like, thrown out in defense. Just like, this is all I can say, so I'm just gonna speak in metaphor.
So at that point, Hannah thanks everyone, and they're like, thank you, Hannah. It's like the end of an interview where, like, you're all like, they're not calling me for the second round. And Hannah's like, well, I really didn't get the validation I was expecting from them.
I wonder why.
And she was like, it was hard to hear about how I might hurt his music career because the concerns were valid. And I was like, are they? I don't think that's – Hannah just doesn't, like, for – has many – she's many wonderful qualities. She doesn't really pick up on subtext very well. Or, like, she doesn't – or, like, with the Tyler thing, like, she doesn't tend to ask the follow-up questions that need to be asked. Like, is that really a valid concern? Like, is there something else going on? Why are they acting like crazy people from a horror movie?
She just goes in there, smile ablazing.
Yeah, and she's like, that went great. So this has clearly really shaken her. Jed was, I feel like, kind of the front runner because she had said more to him about her feelings. She clearly feels a connection with him that I think has something to do with the fact that he is not as appealing in sort of objective ways as some of the other guys. Like, he's like, she's not keeping around because he's the hot one or because he's, like, the pilot or whatever. She's keeping him around because she's like, we just, like, are really comfortable together. And, like, that's actually tends to be a really good basis for a relationship.
Well, also, I think there's something about Jed where she wants, like, someone who's, like, very, like, country and just kind of, like, you know, comes from a similar background there, but is also a little bit more, like, modern in their style. Like, that's kind of, like, what Jed is.
Like, that like, shearling jacket with the bottom two buttons.
Something like that.
That was not a good look. But, I mean, I get it. I get the appeal of Jed. He seems very sweet. He's effusive with her, but not in a way that feels false the way Luke's, you know, his emotional expression is. Like, they...
Apparently, Jed is very appealing to women. He's appealed to lots of them at the same time.
Apparently.
So it's time for the rose ceremony, and Hannah doesn't feel ready to close the door on any of her four guys yet. Chris welcomes her to the mansion and asks her about the hometowns, and she's like, they were all good, but they were so different. Like, how do you compare apples to oranges to kiwis to cantaloupe?
Luke is the cantaloupe. Yeah,
Anyone who's had fruit salad knows that you can compare different kinds of fruit.
And also, that cantaloupe should just be
cantaloupes,
you know, gotten like should be rid from just fruit
trash.
Salad.
Just
so
trash. I'm gonna say
Luke
it.
P. just kick Hold Luke on. Out of the fruit salad.
So can we figure out who is the other fruit? So we have apples, oranges, kiwis.
Pete is the apple.
I think
Tyler is the kiwi.
I was gonna say okay. So I
Tyler's the kiwi.
I don't know if I love kiwis. So oh, I feel like
I,
for
oh,
me,
I love kiwis.
For me,
kiwis.
It's like Jed's like oh like I could see how they'd be appealing, but I don't trust them fully. That's where I go.
No,
with
Jed's
Jed.
The orange.
See, I like
you
the kiwi.
Peel back the layers, and then it exposes a vulnerable underbelly.
Exposes that it's actually shriveled inside.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the kiwi because I feel like it has that sort of indefinable, like
star quality,
tartness, star quality that you're just oh, this is different.
Tyler is obviously the kiwi.
All right. Okay, I'm starting to get convinced a little bit. I mean, I have some personal.
If you feel differently
bias.
About kiwi, that would definitely change.
Yeah, that'll change it up. But it's like the heart's in the right place. So.
I just feel like it
I
works.
Actually like cantaloupe, but like if you're
I don't hate
a
cantaloupe,
salad,
but like in a fruit salad, it's not.
It's like there's more of it there than you want.
Right. Exactly. It's filler fruit.
So time to start handing out the roses. And she gives the first rose to Peter. The second rose goes to Tyler. At this point, Hannah.
She's losing her mind.
Starts ripping up the rose. sort of moving manically back and forth.
Can I just
and then
she just walks away
weeping.
Did you notice how the room immediately split like three
dudes?
Oh my
god. Yes. No, like,
yeah, it's like Jed and his two like
friends
and then Luke on
staring
the other side.
Ahead silently.
And then just what? Like Tyler saying to Jed, it's like, "Oh, there's no way that Luke is going to get picked over." And like they're like 10
Jed
feet
is furious
away from each other.
Yeah, I mean, I understand given the situation
I understand
in the house.
Too.
Yeah,
but the guys are just like, it'll be bullshit if you don't get a rose like over him. That's ridiculous. And Lear's just like, yeah, I can hear.
You're just like, I'm just over here.
Whatever, Luke. So Chris joins Hannah and asks if she's okay, and she says no. She's like, I need more time. I want to dive in with these guys, and I can't yet, so I'm going to close a door on a relationship that's not done, and I don't want to do that. She is just fully shredding the rose at this point. She's like, this rose is done. I'm not giving it to anyone. And she's like, I'm really frustrated. And Chris says, I'm sorry. This is Hannah's big play. For fantasy suite.
Oh, this was fantastic.
Just very on brand.
Such a baller move. I just appreciate that, like, the real star of this season is Hannah's horniness.
Oh, yeah.
Just... And I respect the hell out of it.
It makes me even more sad for Caitlin, who had one of her three fantasy suites taken away for misbehavior. And now Hannah gets four.
Yeah.
I'm like, Caitlin really got cheated.
Yeah.
She really did. Well, also, Caitlin's season, it was very much in that transition period where the show was finally like,
can women be slutty and it's fine?
We can like acknowledge that sex exists because Nick said it to Andy. So like we still want to make it clear that it is sinful, fundamentally.
Baby steps. Yeah.
And then this is the most
and I feel like Hannah,
that we've seen this show progress.
Yeah.
I feel like Caitlin's after the final rose was like a big turning point because then they were just like, maybe we should take Caitlyn's side against all the slut shaming, and they
did.
Right,
and they did.
Yeah.
And that
it was
I
a
feel
turning
like
point.
Changed how the show.
So really, Caitlyn paved the way for Hannah.
Yeah,
is what we're saying.
Yeah, definitely.
Feminism.
I'm always thinking back to Caitlyn and her innovations, and I just love her so much.
I love her too.
So Hannah comes back in and apologizes. She's like, I thought I would just see you and know what to do. This is one of those times when I'm just like, Hannah is not necessarily like doing the job as Bachelorette in like the most all-star way.
Yeah.
You're supposed to like make a decision. You're not supposed to just be like, I think I'll wing it.
On the other hand, we've never seen four fantasy suites.
Yeah,
so
made it work. So she's like, I'm so confused. I can't give out a final rose. The men nod, resigned. And then, what's this? Here comes Chris with one hand behind his back. What's that about?
Ooh, two roses. What? The roses you asked for. Chris is like, I have a job to do.
Yeah.
I added m'lady when I wrote that down because I felt like it was there spiritually. It's m'lady and the roses you asked for.
Very strong m'lady energy.
Yes. And she says, I want to continue with all of you. Jed looks pissed. He's like, what the fuck is going on?
You know what? That I respected Jed in that moment.
Yeah.
That's the feeling that I would have too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He really says he doesn't feel like he got a rose because it was a toss-up between him and someone who's been a complete scumbag throughout. And I was like, well, honestly.
Ooh. Yeah, no, just like that's kind of like, yes.
It makes sense, but it was a line that played poorly given what we know.
Right,
like,
right.
So
right.
The choice between two people who've kind of acted scummy. I mean, honestly, I'm still more disturbed by Luke's behavior than Jed's.
Yeah, no, same.
Just want to put that out there. I feel like people have.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, I'm like, of these two things.
If I had to marry one of them in like a forced marriage scenario, I would probably marry Jed.
Well, and also, Tyler
100% would marry Jed over Luke.
The only thing is, like, could I get out of marrying either of them and live alone forever?
Well, that but, like, would be preferable. Well, is that an option?
If it was just the two of them.
No, if like you had to choose.
Tyler's dead. These are the last two men in the world.
Oh, my God.
Everyone's dead except for Luke and Jed.
But also, Jed has Tyler's blessing, so I think you could.
Also, Jed
use
seems
that
significantly more pleasant to be around, and he like uses phrases that haven't been spoken directly to him by the person he's speaking to.
Right, and I would be like, all right, we're gonna be like friends, and like
we're gonna coexist.
And I know he's gonna like be fucking around on me, but like at least I know that, and he's not gonna make me feel insane all the time.
There you go.
All right, so that was Hometowns. What a week. Next week, we got that, like, pretty much full preview of what's going to happen with Luke at Fantasy Suites.
We got Windmill Gate.
I'm so excited.
Windmill Gate. I can't wait to see it.
I think next week might just be the greatest episode of all time.
Yeah,
I
think so,
too. Excited.
It's going to just be so satisfying.
I wonder if this is going to convince producers to work harder to keep villains on the show for longer. Because, like, it's really spicing things up.
Yeah, I agree. I do think, like, really, this has been.
And this is the most satisfying way to do it because it's not like Ben Flanick's season where the villain just won and that didn't feel correct because there was no justice.
Yeah.
Right.
This is justice.
Yeah. You would want to see the villain get sent home in disgrace at like the last possible minute.
Yeah. Right. Well, and also, too, in general, Hometowns and Fantasy Suites, that's like where I usually tell people who are more passive watchers, it's like, okay, it's like Hometowns, you can like start watching again. But, you know, so now it's like we have that and then also this added element.
I normally find Hometowns to be a really dull week.
They delivered
this week. It just tends to, everyone's like, people are just like with their families, nothing super, you know, all happy families are alike.
I would agree. I think Hometowns is usually I'm very hyped for it. And then it's always like, oh, like this is just fine. You know?
Yeah. It's
kind of like going bowling where it's like you're so more excited going. And then you actually get there. It's like, oh, okay.
We've seen some weird Hometowns in the past, but I think Jed's family was hands down like the most entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
Hometown date I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So all told, a successful episode. Can't wait for next week. Brett, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, happily. It's good to be here.
Yeah, come back again soon.
And then we have Paradise in less than
a
month. Paradise is my Super Bowl. That's really
it's just a Super Bowl that like
has to have you back.
It literally is a Super Bowl length every week.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Can't wait.
And now it's time for Feminism Fails. We don't have too many this week, but of course, Luke P. did deliver at least one. He tells his parents that he sees Hannah as, quote, Mrs. Parker. We're going to give this one a 4. Again, as we've expressed before, men should not just automatically assume without conversation that a woman will definitely be taking his last name. No.
It's 2019. Next, we just wanted to point out, not as a feminism fail per se, but it seemed relevant in this section, that Hannah does not ask any of the dads or moms for permission to marry any of her 4 suitors during these hometown dates, which just really highlights how central that act is on The Bachelor when often
and
he's
how
asking.
How gendered it is.
And how gendered. Well, exactly. Yeah. Like the difference cannot be more stark. Hometowns are really prime spot for feminism fails on The Bachelor because that is such a big part of the episode. And the reverse is simply not the case. It doesn't come up. And I think we would see much more interesting family visits if they all were treated a little bit more like The Bachelorette and a little bit less like The
it's
Bachelor.
It's like, it's as though these parents are just assumed to grant their sons permission to, you know, have agency in their own decision making.
Yeah, it's strange. Yeah, it's almost like it is about gender.
And that's it for Here to Make Friends. Thanks to our guests, Brett Vergara, and our producers, Nick Offenberg and Sarah Patterson.
Please subscribe to Here to Make Friends wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss a moment of Hannah's season recaps. And give us a 5-star rating and review. It helps other people find our show.
You can also give us a follow on Facebook and Instagram at Here to Make Friends Pod.
And you can follow us individually on Instagram and Twitter. I'm at Claire E. Fallon.
And I'm at Emma Lady Rose.
We'll be back next week for another episode of The Bachelorette Fantasy Suites.
And if you're still listening, are you coming to our first very sold out live show? If so, you might want to watch the first ever episode of The Bachelor, because that's what we're going to be talking about. You can watch it for free on TubiTV.com. That's TubiTV.com. Totally free. It's streaming.